not going to be a very happy opening for those of you that are watching what's happening on Wall Street today after the holiday. The market's going to open up down well over 200 points. And, of course, on Friday we got hammered also. The Dow was down 253 points this morning. It's really going to, unless something changes, probably open up above 11,000, which is certainly not good news. Now, on the positive side, gold is going to hit another all-time high. It's at $1,900 an ounce this morning. Oil's down some, down to about $84 a barrel. But interest rates are just really unbelievably low. In fact, the 10-year Treasury, what you get if you loan the money to the U.S. government for 10 years, below 2%, the lowest level that we've seen in 60 years. And you say, well, that's really good news. Well, it's really not. One of the reasons that the economy is so stymied is because consumers are getting no return on their CDs and Treasuries and other, quote, safe investments, particularly retirees. And, of course, you can't spend what you don't earn. So we're saying that that's having a very muting effect upon our economy. For the year, the S&P 500 is down 6.7%, and it's going to, like I said, it's going to be another down day opening up this morning. Now, we do get a little bit of economic data that may help, hopefully later today. At 9 o'clock this morning, we get the Institute of Supply Management, the ISM index. This is the part of our economy that's the non-manufacturing part of our economy. Some people call it the services part of our economy. We're going to get that number this morning at 9. We hope it'll be a decent number, but it's hovering close 50, and anything below 50 is a contraction in that segment of the economy. So, and then of course this week we've got a number of things coming up. We've got on Thursday night the president will deliver his job speech. Hopefully he'll have some ideas that maybe can achieve bipartisan support. We can get something moving on the job scene. And the big thing that's hanging over the market this week, in addition to the terrible jobs numbers that we got on Friday, that are continuation of a string of terrible jobs numbers, is what's going on in the Eurozone. Those 17 nations that make up the European Union struggling there, and a lot of concerns about certain countries over there actually maybe defaulting on their government debt. So we'll just have to watch closely what happens this week, but at least at this morning, as it opens, hold on and brace yourself, because this could be another ugly opening. Have a good day. Take care.